بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن علي رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا فعلت أمتي 15 خصلة هلت بها البلاء، وذكر منها: وارتفعت الأصوات في المساجد. رواه الترمذي رحمه الله تعالى. سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه narrates that النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when my ummah carries out 15 things, when 15 practices appear in my ummah, then adversity will befall them. In this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned a prophecy. He said, when my ummah carries out 15 things, and I had he mentioned the 15 things, then these specific 15 things will result, these are all disobediences of Allah Ta'ala, so they will result in punishment in the hereafter. But these 15 things, when they come together, then as a result, adversity will come upon my ummah in this world as well. And at the end of the hadith, after mentioning the 15 things, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentions some of the types of adversities: severe gales, people being sunk into the ground. Meaning severe adversity will befall my ummah when these 15 things become common in my ummah. Now, we will mention a few of them separately. The one that I mentioned today was that in this list, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one thing he mentioned was that voices will be raised in the masjid. Voices will be raised in the masjid. This is an international problem, unfortunately. Whether you check in your local masjid, whether you go to Makkah Mukarramah, whether you go to Madinah Munawwara, this problem is found everywhere. And this problem is unfortunately found in the irreligious people and the religious people alike. In regards to the usage of the voice, there are three things to keep in mind in the masjid. There are three things that are prohibited. The first one, raising the voice, raising it in such a way that it causes disturbance, it causes noise in the masjid, prohibited. Number two, raising the voice in such a way that any person is disturbed in his ibadah, this is also prohibited. Because every person has an equal right to worship Allah Ta'ala with peace in the masjid. That means that if there is, for example, two people in the masjid, there is one person sitting in this corner, busy in dua, for example, and there is another person at the back, for those two people at the back to raise their voices in a way that this person is disturbed in his ibadah, now they will be sinful. Second point. And the third point, any worldly talk in the masjid. Any worldly talk in the masjid. Worldly talk is that talk which is permissible outside the masjid. You're just talking about your plans for tomorrow. Some work needs to be done in the home. That same worldly talk, the moment you enter the masjid, it becomes impermissible. So these are three things to remember. Raising your voice in such a way that noise is caused in the masjid. Disturbing anyone that says ibadah. And number three, worldly talk in the masjid. And like I said, unfortunately, all of these three are very common. You'll struggle to find the masjid where this is not the case. And here I will mention this as well. Look, the masjid is a place where a person goes to connect himself to Allah Ta'ala, to progress in deen. And just like you and I know this, Shaitan also knows this. Shaitan also knows this. So in another hadith, it is mentioned that Shaitan knows this so well that when a person thinks about leaving the masjid, then a group of shayateen gather at the door that he has just done so much for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, so how can we make sure that he goes backwards again? So just like you and I know that the masjid is a special place, a place for connecting yourself to Allah Ta'ala, Shaitan also knows this. So Shaitan tries his best to deprive us of the rewards of the masjid. But there are many sins you can do in the masjid. But this is one of them. And unfortunately, the more time we spend in the masjid, the more we become vulnerable to this. Those people who just come for salah and go back, they are not as suspect to this as those people who spend more time in the masjid. A program happens in the masjid. Bayan happens in the masjid. Mashwara happens in the masjid. Ta'aleem happens in the masjid. Often you will see that the moment we have spent our time in good deeds, the moment the amal finishes, the moment the bayan finishes, nikah, the moment the nikah finishes, Shaitan already starts his efforts. So look, we cannot change the world, but let us change ourselves. Wherever we are, let us make sure that we don't lose the reward we gain in the masjid before we even leave the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give myself and after all of us a tawfiq to practice.